From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. No additional positive cases of COVID-19 confirmed on Thursday. The total case count remains at 50 and has been there since Tuesday. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich is saying that some other areas of the state are experiencing a relative slowing in the number of new cases. She says sheltering in place and the other social distancing measures that have been so difficult for us all appear to have an impact in slowing the spread of the virus. She says this is important because our cases of identified community transmission tell us that the virus is circulating within the community. She cautioned that individuals assembling who are not normally in contact can suddenly create a cluster of cases within a community. She says it's critically important that people hang in there and remember, especially during the holidays, that observances and celebrations need to occur within the home. Although many Humboldt County schools continue to be closed to normal on-site operations, many have indicated that they'll continue distance learning for the remainder of the year. The work of administrators and teachers and staff continues to meet student needs. Districts are continuing to pull together to deliver meals and supplies to students from one end of the county to the other. Meals are provided to any child 18 years and younger, regardless of free or reduced eligibility. In addition, many districts are collaborating to provide meals to those students in the community where they live, even if they attend school outside of their districts of residence. Many sites are also catering their efforts to meet the needs of their particular families and community, like collaborating with local family resource centers, churches, and tribes to support distribution. In a lot of cases, it's allowing staff to check in with students and families in regards to their wellness and determine if further support's needed. Local community health centers securing more than $2 million in funding through the Federal CARES Act. This week, federal funding from the CARES Act was awarded by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. More than $1.3 billion in congressionally directed funding is being awarded to some 1,300 health centers nationwide to improve their resources in the midst of the pandemic. The city of Eureka will be honoring Week of the Young Child, April 11th through the 17th, as a way to recognize the role that children, families, and those who care for them play in our community. The city, in partnership with Changing Tides Family Resources, Eureka City Schools, and others, encouraging all of the community to take part in shelter-in-place activities to celebrate throughout the week. There's also a shelter-in-place event offering several ways for families and others who want to provide messages of support to the community. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.